Bobby, good to have you back again. It's been pretty exciting beginning of the summer for you, hasn't it?
Yes, it has, Brian. Thanks for having me back. Being inducted into the Northern Kentucky Music Legends Hall of Fame has just blown my mind, you know. I mean, it's nothing that I ever thought would materialize. I never even thought about it. It's always been about the music.
Take me back to that that afternoon. I've seen still photos of it. It was have to have been quite overwhelming.
I was very nervous, but to be inducted with Kenny Price and Skeeter Davis, Rosemary Clooney, Bob Braun, names like that is just overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And Kenny Price was really good to me when I was first getting started. I opened a show in Zebulon, Georgia in, I believe it was 71. And Connie Smith was on the show and Kenny Price. And I ended my show with a song called Guide Me Home, My Georgia Moon, and hit a nerve with those people. And they all stood up.
Oh.
So Kenny's waiting in the wings to go on next. And I'm leaving the stage and he says, "Hey, Hoss, where are you from? I've never seen you up around Cincinnati." I mean, he knew I was from up here. And he said, "I got to get you on the hayride."
Mm-hmm.
As I was leaving and he was getting ready to go on stage, that's what he said to me. He said, "Call me, I'll put you on the hayride." So I did, and he did. And I'd love to have a copy of that. It was Avco Broadcasting. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they have those old shows or not, but I'd sure like
they
to
do.
See it.
What did you do on the Midwestern Hayride? Remember the song you did?
Yeah, I think it was a song that I'd written and had just recorded. Don't Be On My Mind Tonight, I believe. Was
solo or with the band?
With the band.
Mm-hmm.
And Chuck Rich, my steel player now, was a member of that band.
Ah.
On the hayride.
Tell me about the exhibit that's at the museum pretty much all summer long.
Well, they used some of my suits and some of my albums and a picture of me when I was like 10 years old with my old Roy Rogers guitar.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice exhibit. I was proud of it. They did a real good job.
And who else is in the exhibit?
Well, they have exhibits for each separate inductee.
Now, I understand there's going to be an open mic concert there, Northern Kentucky Music Legends, on the 4th of August. Will you be on stage and performing then?
Yes, we plan to be there.
You mentioned an album of yours that's in the exhibit at the museum, and you're currently working on a brand new one.
Oh, yeah, and it's been in the works for a couple of years because I've been writing songs. So we have all the tracks done, and it's all songs that I wrote, and it's going to be released soon. I wrote a song about George Jones. It's called The Jones Boy, and now that Jones Boy is gone, I had written it a couple of years ago, saying when that Jones Boy is gone. Now I changed it around. Now that Jones Boy is gone, we're going to release it as a single real soon.
Georgette Jones.
And Georgette Jones is coming to the club October 19th, and she's excited. She sent me a message on Twitter, a tweet saying that she and her band were very excited about coming to the nightclub. They've heard all about it supposedly being haunted. And
now, where'd she ever get that from?
I don't know where they got that. But she actually followed me on Twitter.
Is that right?
Out of the blue. And,
We should say, for the folks who don't know, Georgette is the daughter of George and Tammy.
Yeah, George Jones and Tammy Wynette. And she's the only person living that has a mother and father both in the Country Music Hall of Fame. Yeah.
What's the date for her show?
October 19th on a Saturday night at 8 o'clock.
At Bobby Mackey's.
At Bobby Mackey's. And we're looking forward to that.
Back to your the CD you're currently working on, hopefully be out maybe late summer, early fall, perhaps. Who are your players?
I've been recording in Columbia, Kentucky. A friend of mine, he and I used to work together 20 years ago in Nashville. He produced me then, and he has put together a state-of-the-art studio in the little sleepy town of Columbia, Kentucky.
Which is where?
Which is between Somerset and Bowling Green, and it's right on Public Square, the old historic courthouse. You look right out of the window of the studio and see this old courthouse. It's really laid back and a good atmosphere to record in. It's only 2 hours from Nashville. We had studio musicians come up from Nashville and recorded with us.
Catch Bobby in the exhibit, Northern Kentucky Music Legends. It's running all summer long, through the 1st of September, actually, at the Barringer Crawford Museum up in DeVue Park. And open mic concert on Sunday, August 4th, at the same venue, the Barringer Crawford Museum. And Bobby, always a great pleasure to get back with you.
Thank you very much. Great to be here with you.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Brian O'Donnell.
Stand by your man. Give him two arms to cling to. And
something warm to come to when nights are cold and lonely. Stand by.